I was recently asked by the OU to photograph a group of young adults on the Yachad Birthright program. Yachad is the OU's program for the mentally and physically challenged, and the assignment was to photograph a tree planting event at the Kennedy Memorial just outside Jerusalem. And apart from seeing a few wheelchairs, this seemed quite an ordinary group of young people. I waited for the group to organize themselves, and slowly realized that the number of Yachad participants was only about 15, and the rest of the group were Madrichim. On the way to the tree planting, the tour guide asked the young people to think about to whom they would like to dedicate the tree they were going to plant. The group said a special tefillah before planting the saplings, and one by one, these amazing young people dedicated their trees. It was very serene and peaceful, and a boy of about 18 in a wheelchair spoke first. I dedicate my tree to my mother, who is an aguna for 14 years, because my dad ran away when we decided to become religious and left us all alone. The silence was intense, and I felt tears welling up. The next youth spoke. I dedicate my tree to my friend Jimmy from our group, who died, and to all the pets I had who also died, and the next dedication. My tree is dedicated to my grandmother, who loves me very much and buys me whatever I need. And the next, I dedicate my tree to my dad, who had so many friends killed and wounded in the Iraqi war. I am choked with emotion, and my tears are falling freely behind my camera. Each one of these wonderful people, with all their problems that could fill a whole book, were dedicating their trees with such simple honesty and heartfelt thanks to those closest to them. And then I planted my little sapling. And as I packed the soil of Eretz Yisrael around its tiny roots, I dedicated my tree to the OU. This amazing Chesed organization, who in the Yachad program are giving the less fortunate of us such joy and dignity and self-respect, and who reach out to the very edges of the community, searching out, finding, and saving Jewish souls, and who in their Kiruv programs are instilling such Jewish values to so many, and doing all this with love, dedication, and Misirat Nefesh, and from the deepest recess of my heart, asked Hashem to continue shining His light upon this tremendous organization.